This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is John Jetter. He is music director and conductor for the Fort Smith Symphony. We haven't talked this summer.
I know. It's been busy. We've all been crazy. Yeah. And we have a concert coming up, our first concert of the season.
Going to open it up on October 1.
That's right. And we're calling it The Right Stuff. A good movie, by the way. I really enjoyed that movie. This has nothing to do with astronauts, though.
It's R-I-T-E stuff.
That's right. It is Rite of Spring stuff. We're going to be opening our season with what I think, in a lot of ways, is really almost a regional musical event in that hearing the Rite of Spring live and in person is something that doesn't happen very often. The Rite of Spring is one of the most challenging works in the repertoire. It's possibly, well, not possibly, it is the single most influential musical work of the 20th century. No composer writing music really from that time, from the premiere in 1913 to today, has not been influenced by it. It's that big of a piece.
And it was a huge success upon its first performance.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right, right. Yeah, it's known as the Riot piece, the Riot of Spring. And yeah, that's true. May 29, I think, 1913 at the first performance. People were so shocked, not only at the music, I think a lot of it had to do with the choreography and the dancing. Between the what was happening on stage visually and the music, you had people in the audience who loved the fact that it was so groundbreaking and so new, but you had a lot of people who wanted to see and hear more of a Tchaikovsky-style romantic ballet, and there were hisses and boos, and then people saying, quit making noise. Well, I can make all the noise I want. And the next thing, there was actually physical violence in the aisles, and the police were called in to break up the riot. And at one point, Nijinsky, the choreographer, was actually like offstage yelling out numbers, counting for the dancers because they couldn't hear the music because there was so much commotion. He was yelling to Pierre Monteur, the conductor, don't stop, keep going. And there are various versions of what happened, but at the end of the day, the people who were involved in it said this couldn't have been better. Because of course you have a fiasco like that, and everybody wants to come and see and hear the ballet. And the Rite of Spring is a ballet. It's music for ballet.
It's so interesting because there are works of music that throughout time that have inspired such disdain at the beginning and then become part of, not just part of the canon, but, I think of Dylan going electric at the Newport Folk Festival. And people at the time said this will ruin his career.
Right.
It didn't.
That's right.
Rite of Spring here is one of the, if not the most influential works of the last century.
It is. And it's a great piece. I mean, basically, there have been volumes written about even just this piece. But what makes it so special, what made it so special is the composer, the choreographer, the set designer, the producers, they all basically said, okay, we're going to do a ballet and we're going to break every single convention that exists, both musically and in terms of what is happening on stage. So you have Stravinsky writing this piece of music, which, by the way, the story is basically it's a pagan ritual, which in itself was, to do a ballet about sort of an ancient peasants who are needing to decide which young lady is going to be sacrificed to appease the god of spring so they'd have a good harvest or whatever. There in itself, you have a kind of an edgy topic for the time. But you have Stravinsky worrying about how to even write the music out. He knew what he wanted, of course. And as he was playing through the parts of music and envisioning and starting to write it, there were many instances where he wasn't sure, okay, how can I actually notate this on a page to where the musicians know what I want, because it was so complex for the time. And you had the choreography, everything from what do you normally see in a ballet of the period? There are these ensemble numbers, and then it's mainly set pieces for our stars. Well, let's not really have any set pieces. When we have ensembles where you typically have synchronized dancing, let's make sure they're not synchronized. Even something as simple as how do ballet dancers stand? They stand with their feet pointed out. Let's make sure the feet are pointed in.
So 98 years later, it is familiar to many ears. Do you think it still can shock
Well, sure. It's still yes, it's very new. A lot of people will think, oh, that still sounds so modern. But there's so much music. There's so much from even the Rite of Spring you'll hear in film scores. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's so dated in some ways, but you're talking about a 100-year-old piece. And it's great. And even we talked about composers, even if you talk to someone like a Steven Tyler or an Ozzy Osbourne or a Dylan, a lot of people in the pop music business, if you mention, because I've heard it, you know, you'll ask them maybe what's their favorite piece of music. You'd be surprised. Oh, yeah, I love the Rite of Spring. Or, yeah, Paul McCartney, I've heard talk about Rite of Spring many times. Mm. It's just such a cool piece. And if you're interested in more of the rock genre, this is about as rock and rollish as you'll get. There's a lot of driving rhythms. It's very primeval, primordial, and it's ultimately trying to go back to our roots, even maybe before we existed. Just going back to these basic elements of humanity. But there's more of it. There is a storyline, and it's just great to hear it live. You can't duplicate it on a recording, that's for sure.
The young woman who is the guest artist for this October 1st concert.
Yeah, we've been talking about the Rite of Spring. That's right. On the first half, we're performing, I think it's got to be in my top two or three favorite concertos. We're doing the Violin Concerto by Sibelius, Jan Sibelius, the most highly regarded Scandinavian composer. Caroline Goulding is our violin soloist. She's 19 years old, and she's already doing incredible things. Cleveland Orchestra, performances in Return Engagement, Toronto Symphony, National Symphony, Dallas Symphony, Houston Symphony, Detroit Symphony, list goes on.
She's 19,
a real up-and-coming artist, possibly the youngest artist to ever receive an Avery Fisher Career Award. Usually they're given to older folks who've had a career, and gee, thank you.
I was going to say the word career.
Yeah. Exactly.
Usually indicates.
Yeah, and what's funny with her is we engaged her through an organization called Young Concert Artists, and within hours she had been signed by a larger company. Mm. She's managed by Opus 3 now. So we just got in under the wire. She will be terrific, and the Sibelius Concerto is a wonderful piece.
That is a great program to start a season.
I think so. We're real excited about it. Also, we're going to do the Sibelius, then there's intermission. Then here we are talking about the Rite of Spring. We'll take a few minutes at the beginning of the second half to play some excerpts from the Stravinsky, and here's a few things to listen for, and then we'll dive into it. It's a huge work. It's not terribly long, but as of this time of talking to you, I don't even know how we're going to fit everybody on stage. We may not even use the risers because we've got 110 people. It's a huge piece.
It's 7:30. It's at the Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center.
In downtown Fort Smith, yes. Tickets are still available at this time. We're also still selling season tickets, and we are approaching, we're just about at last year's number, and we're doing great on ticket sales, just great. We still have X amount of time before the first concert. So one can get on our website for more information, which is fortsmithsymphony.org, or call the symphony office at 452-7575. For ticket information. And I would encourage anyone to come. It's great. Young people love the piece. It's so loud and crazy. Rite of Spring was also featured in Fantasia, the original.
It was.
There's a lot of history with the piece. And we've talked about all the history of it and all the stuff. But it's also just, who cares? Come and listen to it. It's just a cool piece to listen to. And we're real excited to be performing it and thankful because it's such a rarity to be able to do it.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you.